AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A half hour to the close on Wall Street on this nail-biter of a day. The Dow fell more than 1,200 points after the opening bell. It is now down almost 1,100. Caleb Brun, chief economist at Morning Consult, says investors may still be spooked by Friday's disappointing job report, but she says the fundamentals of the economy remain strong.
We're definitely heading towards a cooler place, but if you look at really just those top-line statistics that measure where we are as an economy, the levels are not looking dangerous.
And she notes the stock market was recently at a record high. The United Nations says it's fired 9 members of its Agency for Palestinian Relief and Internal Investigation, found that they may have been involved in the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. What was Hurricane Debby's dumped a lot of rain on northern Florida. It's now a tropical storm, and it's pushing into Georgia and the Carolinas. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator J.D. Vance is expected to campaign in Eau Claire on Wednesday, the same day as Vice President Kamala Harris. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming tells Channel 4 TV in Milwaukee that Donald Trump's running mate will hold an event to compete with the vice president, who is expected to choose her running mate tomorrow. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin is at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're just over a week away from the partisan primary. Madison officials did a public test of election equipment over the weekend. They basically run a faux election, making sure their tabulators work properly. It's an all-day process because for every receipt printed, they double-check the numbers and ensure all the math is correct. The community is always welcome at these tests. The goal is transparency. Clerks want to show people how it all works. And the city of Madison has a new piece of election equipment that will help ensure everyone's vote is counted. Your absentee ballot envelope serves as your absentee ballot application. And sometimes people forget to do things like sign that envelope. So this new absentee ballot envelope sorter checks that all the fields are filled, including where you need to sign. Staff will run all ballots through this machine as they're received. That way, if you forgot something, they can get it back to you before the election if you need to fix it. They'll start using this machine for the November election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose in Washington. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Nationals jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Milwaukee scored 3 in the 8th, and that was it. The Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3 on Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy questioned on whether he pulled starter Tobias Myers too soon after just 64 pitches, replaced by Holby Milner, who gave up 3 runs.
I thought we pitched okay. Tobias was not his best, but he was good. And we had a full bullpen, and Hobie's been unbelievable for us, and he had some unfortunate luck. I thought everybody else pitched really well.
NFL, the Packers have signed another place kicker. Jonathan Garibay played in the UFL last season, only missing one kick. 2 years ago, he kicked a game-winning field goal for the Dallas Cowboys from 62 yards away. The Badgers held a live tackling session in camp over the weekend.
You guys have to be able to see if they can make some plays. So we challenged ourselves today a little bit going live. I mean, there's probably 75 snaps of live ball today.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Practices continue this week at the UW-Platteville campus. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening with some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll be talking to the Dane County Humane Society.
And we'll be giving away a couple of tickets for the Wisconsin Dells.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Big Monday back on the airwaves with you, my little buddy. How you doing, man?
Hey, Crudy, happy days to you. Man, I'm doing fantastic. Rich working hard on the board. Thank you, buddy. Of course, our fair audience, thank you for tuning in. Join us, the political party. Always more fun when you're with us. 844-967-2789.
Tom, we got a good friend joining us in the 4 o'clock hour. Matt Flynn, the very direct attorney, author buddy of ours, writing him those thriller novels. Here is the suspense. I don't want to keep it from you, Dom.
Okay, come on.
Kamala Harris has made her choice. It is being reported. And I found this first at Civic Media, actually. Civic Media was reporting this a few hours ago. I found it outside the Civic Media digital side. Kamala Harris, VP, nominee's choice for running mate, has accepted, per source. I am quoting the Foxy News out of Detroit. Who will be the running mate for Democratic nominee Kamala Harris? I can't tell you now, Dom, but it appears the sitting vice president has picked her running mate, and that person has accepted. Fox 2 has learned in the 2 weeks since President Joe Biden announced he was withdrawing from the race for the White House and endorse Harris for president. Speculation is run rampant. You love that part of it. I remember just as we're going on the air today, Dom, you're saying how much you love the rampant speculation.
I'm so done with it. Let's just be done with it. God, please.
According to Fox 2 source in the White House, Harris has made her selection and has had a conversation with her running mate who has accepted the offer. The White House source who spoke on Fox 2's Roop Raj on the condition of anonymity was not informed of who Harris had selected. However, they were told to prepare for 4 individuals as finalists. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. However, Dom, that list of 4 was narrowed even further later in the day to just 2. So,
which 2?
It's Hamburger A or Hamburger B. Who do you prefer, Dom? Crudy's prediction, Josh Shapiro, I've been saying that since before this reporting, and Tim Walz, the governor of the great state of Minnesota. Dom, who do you like? Because apparently it's between those two.
Oh, man. I guess if I had to choose between the two, Walz, man. I can see the logo now. Walz got moxie. Tim Walz, man. I like this guy. He's a teacher, right? He served, I believe, as well. He was in Congress. He's a governor. He came up and has been a very articulate voice against the weirdos that are the megas. And he's right next door, man. I like that idea. Either way, the Midwest will get some representation. And since you're a big Josh Shapiro guy and you're usually wrong about these things, I'm going with Walz.
Roop Raj, again, the reporter at the Fox 2. And that one's for you, buddy. and the video streamers, if you haven't seen me flip off Dom in real time, there it was. That's non-FCC regulated, though.
Yes, we can do whatever we want.
Sources, Kamala Harris, selection narrowed to at Governor Tim Walz and at Governor Shapiro, this being utilizing the former Twitter platform. Text message will go out to supporters of the Harris camp who have signed up. Could happen as early as this evening.
Ooh.
So are we going to find out today, Dom? I think we will.
I hope so. I sure hope so. I mean, they got to get time to get the video rollout done, right? That takes some production. But if you know, yeah, perhaps tonight. You have something to talk about all night.
Do you think they're printing merch? Do you think they're getting ready? Do you think they've already hit the presses? The embroidery?
Well, wouldn't that be the thing, right? But if you do, so someone at the factory is not leaking it out, I mean, that'd be kind of hard to keep under wraps.
You got to do it Super Bowl style, have both both versions, both, you know.
It seems a little pricey. No, probably not. Probably. I mean, they made a lot of money last month, but I don't think they made that much money.
You know, it was interesting. The very first Harris rally I went to, Harris for President, right? That was a couple weeks ago on a Tuesday. Not so long ago.
2 weeks ago yesterday. That Biden decided no longer to run for the presidency.
My only disappointment in that day, because the crowd, it felt like an Obama rally back in the day, back in the 08 cycle. And Kamala Harris, I think, met the moment. And I think she was embraced by that crowd. And obviously, she's been embraced by the Democratic base since then, Dom. But the interesting point that day, they didn't have any sort of Harris credentials, Harris name tags. You know what I got? I got a fluorescent orange wristband that would have got me in a bar later and a free beer. What did those say?
Hey, this guy's old enough to drink kind of wristband?
Absolutely. That's that's what they gave out at the Harris rally. And don't forget, I've been credentialed for Wednesday. And Wednesday, she's coming to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Dom, and she's bringing this aforementioned either the Tim Walz with or the Josh Shapiro with. It's been reported by the Foxy News out of Detroit that it's one of those two, Tim Walz or Josh Shapiro, and that information being leaked by the White House, you know, to sort of build up suspense, Dom, for guys like you and I. But here is the new news that I can report to you first right here on this station, Dom. J.D. Vance, the vice presidential pick for Donald Trump, yeah, he's coming to Eau Claire on the very same day at perhaps the very same time that Kamala is going to be rolling out her VP pick. And I'm not sure why you do this. I'm not sure if this is some effort to divide and conquer the press, find out who the loyalists are, who's going to cover what? I'm covering Harris. No.
No, really? You're going to cover Harris and not J.D. Vance?
Well,
why? If you had to choose, why would you choose Harris over J.D. Vance?
Well, I did put in credentials for both events, Dom.
Okay.
Here is what I just got hot off the presses, fresh off the wire. Vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance to deliver remarks to the press in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And the vice presidential nominee, which is very confusing, because, of course, Kamala's coming to roll out her VP, right? Senator J.D. Vance to deliver remarks to the press in Eau Claire on Wednesday, August 7th at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, I would point out, we don't know the precise time for Kamala Harris, but it's supposed to be early afternoon. So that tells me like a 1 to 2 o'clock window. Last time I saw Harris, her speech ended at about 2 o'clock. She took the stage about 1:30, 1:35, 25 minutes, I believe it was. So J.D. Vance effectively is counter-programming Kamala Harris and Eau Claire. And it's not just that, Tom. He's doing it in Philadelphia tomorrow night on Tuesday. He's going on to Raleigh. He's going on to Michigan, I believe. What would you call this? I call it the J.D. Vance is stalking Kamala tour. This is a little weird.
Shocking. Yes, Crudy, the Journal Sentinel reporting, this move is intentional. He's going from Milwaukee. He's going to Philly on Tuesday before heading to Eau Claire and Detroit on Wednesday, Raleigh, North Carolina on Thursday, according to Politico. It's like the stalking tour. Man, I don't know. What do you call it? You call it the farewell tour? Nah, if you're going to play off of the copycat dish of it, you know, maybe the copycat tour. But how about this one? Instead of the blonde ambition, remember Madonna? The beard ambition tour, 2024, baby.
You know,
come on, for real. How many people will be showing up to these things? I mean, what a terrible idea.
You mean to the J.D. Vance rally? Yeah. Well, it will force the press to divide their resources. And will maybe. I would think yes. I would think in a media market the size of Eau Claire, which is not exactly big, it's like the number 200 market in America. Well, how many reporters do you have to go cover the politics on any given day? So presumably you're getting a real-time response, maybe not from the top of the ticket. Donald Trump doesn't even think this guy's important, right? You know, Trump's not out chasing Kamala Harris.
No, that's what I'm saying, man. Welcome. Trump's not chasing the car. He sends the lackey out to go get the coffee. You know, what about you? And didn't Trump also cancel? He decided he's not going to show up at the debate. And wants to do a new one.
Not the ABC debate.
All over the board. Yeah, he wants to do one on Foxy now.
September 4th, he claims he's made a deal with Fox News. J.D. Vance being sent on the road to go stalk Kamala Harris all across the United States, including Eau Claire. So I have credentialed for both events. Just if incidentally I could be at both events, I will be at both. But if I have to pick a favorite, Dom, right. You know I'm not wasting my time. Going to the J.D. Vance.
This is what I'm saying. And if limited resources is the situation, I would imagine if anyone's going to get the short stick, it's going to be Vance.
Does that mean you're coming with? Are you the short stick?
I'm the heavy, baby. Come on. Come on. Who follows? Who stalks? That's so weird. That's so weird. What, you're going to go follow town to town, day to day? Wow. You know, for someone who really doesn't like women... and thinks that, you know, women without children are, you know, psychotic. He sure is following one around the country like a little puppy.
It's a little weird.
A little weird.
Is this the best idea they've come up with? I mean, literally, I think they're out of good ideas. And I've got to feel like after Trump talked J.D. Vance into this, he promised to take him out furniture shopping. Yeah. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. It's Monday. Back to work. The political excitement, the speculation, it's rampant around here. Dom keeps churning it. Josh Shapiro or Tim Walz, we might know today on the air. Do you have a preference? And we got a friend coming later. He is Matt Flynn, very direct friend of ours. He'll come on the air with us about 4:30, but want to hear from you today. 844-967-2789. J.D. Vance, Kamala Harris. In Eau Claire, Crudy's gotta go. Pick one. You know which one I choose. More Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it. Or would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in? For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Wisconsin summers are too short, so this year we decided to make the most of it. Crudy called Go Landscaping, and Cody and his team will take it from here. Go Landscaping can bring your jungle under control or create the lasting outdoor living space you've always dreamed about. Specializing in stone and paver construction, Go Landscaping are the landscaping pros you need. Do what Crudy did. Call Cody at Go Landscaping today to get started. 608-807-9245.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your take at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I had a fine news director that taught me this business. His name, Sean Dwyer. He's still employed, I believe, at Channel 19 in La Crosse. I still admire the man. I saw him this year. And I can tell you, there could be a meteor hurtling at the earth. But first, we would take the Packer highlights. Because here, the Packers jump everything, man. And now that we're in season, I don't know if you know, Dom, they had the family night.
Man.
Crudy, family night was Saturday night.
Let me just explain to you what other people think, perhaps, that when you start the news off with sports, that means there's no news. Because sports usually
not at all true. Come on, man. If we're leading them,
totally true.
Every Republican led their talk cast the other day with boxing, women's boxing round of 16 coverage. They did anything except talk about the prisoner swap, right? And give Joe Biden any credit for it. Well, maybe I'm trying to avoid the topic of the 1,000-point drop in the Dow right now.
Come on,
the Kamala crash.
You talk about coming up with a reason for culture wars. That's the only reason they bring up boxing. So, but you're not bringing up the Packers for a culture war, man. You're bringing it up because you love the Packers, and this is Wisconsin, and now we're talking about sports.
Just for a minute.
Okay.
Because Sean Dwyer taught me.
Yeah.
Again, there could be a meteor hurtling towards the earth. But first, let's talk about the Packer game. Just for a minute. And you obviously were unaware of the big event, the family night event. You know, for a lot of people, it's the only affordable way to see the Packers. Sort of a practice night. But they even have Wayne and you know, play-by-play, etc. But the most interesting part, Dom, there was a kid from the Waupun Youth Football. And this kid went on the field, and I don't know why they let this kid shag punts, but apparently he has a particular skill. And this kid caught not one, not two, but three punts, dude. And when I say he caught them, he didn't like catch them and then set the ball down. This little shaver, and this kid's no more than 12, catches one, holds on to it, catches a second one, still holding on to it, and then does a one arm and catches the third punt.
Nice. Aww.
And understand, the stadium is sold out. It's like a $10 ticket. A lot of people take the kids and whatever. So this youth football player, surrounded by a couple of Packer kick returners, is sitting there fielding punts, catches one, two, three. And then the Packer sideline just cleared and they all jumped on this kid. Like the whole team just celebrated this marvelous accomplishment. Wayne Larrabee was super excited. A little bit of the coverage from the Journal Sentinel Packers announcers Wynn Larrabee and Larry McCarron followed the action on the Packers broadcast after Trace, that's this young player, made the third catch while holding the other two footballs. Larrabee said, "He got it! A third one! Wow! You got to be kidding me! This kid will never forget this moment. Trust me, no matter what he does the rest of his sports life." I'm surprised he didn't throw in a, "There is your dagger." That sort of wanes. You know, famous line. The on-field activities before the game included scrimmages between youth football teams from Waupun, the Waupun Gridiron football posted team pictures from the Lambeau Field. What a great experience for the kids. And Packers receiver Jaden Reed and safety Xavier McKinney were the first to celebrate with Trace before the rest of the team rushed the field. The reaction on Twitter was along the lines of the, anyways, the Cheesehead TV said, "Sign this kid now."
Oh, it's super cute. And I just pulled up on at the Journal Sentinel the link to Twitter, and he's already got one. It catches the third, and he's got little Packer gear on. And so he's full up, got his gear on, wearing the Packer uniform, catching punts. Super cute.
And he caught three, man. I don't know. Caught three as a 12-year-old in a stadium with 80,000 fans watching him, you know, cheering for him. But also, a lot of those fans are drunk. They're booing against him. There's money exchanging hands at this point.
Come on. This isn't Chicago or Philly, man. There's a lot of love up here in Green Bay.
You know what will be most interesting, Dom? The Packers, I believe, begin their season on Peacock, which is going to piss a lot of people off because you won't be able to watch it on your normal TV channels. And it's also happening in Brazil. So there won't be a lot of fan attendance, at least not locally. Maybe some rich people or people saving their whole year. But Dom, I'm not sure if, you know, how to proceed with the Packers starting the season in Brazil. I would suggest you get a Brazilian.
Already done, man. Don't worry about it. I'm prepared for the season, man.
I suspected as much.
So Detroit's going to win the NFC North, you think?
No. Oh, no. I'm feeling good. Now that Love's in camp with the biggest contract in quarterback history, man, we've got high expectations. And I got to tell you, you know, we have effectively owned the Lions, the Bears, the entire NFC North for years and years and years. And I know once, but win a Super Bowl, would you? And then you can trash talk on this fine radio station.
Hey, world champions, man, 1958. Don't stop believing.
Well, I would say this, Dom, that is a long time ago, before you were even born. You have not seen Detroit win a championship in your lifetime. You're working on the championships of your, what, two generation ago ancestors.
I know, Rich. Fanship. Rich, were you at that game? Oh, I love you, man.
70 miles is saving your ass.
You know what's very interesting? Is there's a story about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We're going to turn this back to politics in just a minute.
Okay, there's a reason. That was the setup. I got it.
Well, sort of. You know, I haven't even jumped in the love boat, not in a couple of weeks. It's not running right. I got to get her going. You know, it's going to be the regular season in a couple of weeks. Have to get that thing cruising, right?
Yeah, right.
Leaking a little oil or something right now. Not burning clean. So, anyways, I'll get the boat running right, the Jordan love boat. You know, and I'm feeling good about our chances, Dom. But I got to say, you know, this sentiment, the Bears still suck, you know. Say hi to your folks and, you know, F the Bears, as Charlie Behrens would tell us. But RFK Jr. telling a story on himself, Dom, and I've done a few confessions, but this is not a great story. This is not an uplifting story. This story is going to make him look awfully bad. And when you got to tell the truth, where do you go? To the Roseanne Barr podcast? That is the setting.
No.
You'll hear. We'll share it with you, Dom. Come on back. More Devil's Advocates. Packers, glorious. Bears suck. And Detroit will be looking
Lions
up at
them. Lions are favorite to win the NFC North. Just for the
I'll
record.
Take your action in that regard.
Oh, you got it, baby.
More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday. Tomorrow morning at the Wisconsin State Fair is the Century and Sesquicentennial Farm Breakfast. In just a moment, we'll talk with one of the award recipients.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Here at the Midwest Farm Report, we're celebrating the families that have farmed the same land for more than 100 or 150 years. Matt Tukarski's family in Jefferson County is getting their centennial award from the state of Wisconsin tomorrow morning. He says they take great pride in a family heirloom that's been passed on from his grandparents.
Well, we still have the first tractor that my grandparents purchased, actually a week after they had gotten married, and that was the first tractor on the farm that took over for horses. It's an Oliver 60, and back in the day, that was a big tractor for them, you know, kind of the next step in farming back then. So we still have that. It's restored, and I try to get it out a couple times a year to get the dust off of it, but that would definitely be something we cherish every day that we have. We usually try to make it to our local fireman's picnic. We'll take it down there for the tractor show.
Matt Tukarski from Jefferson County is one of the many Centennial Award recipients that will be celebrated tomorrow morning at the Wisconsin State Fair. You can find more stories like this at MidwestFarmReport.com.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Mark your calendars for August 10th. Governor Tony Evers has declared it Cream Puff Day across the state to honor the 100th anniversary of the original Cream Puff. You can find these Cream Puffs this week at the Wisconsin State Fair, including limited edition anniversary flavors. In other news, the opportunity to break bread with a cabinet secretary is a rare one, but four Wisconsin soybean representatives were able to share a breakfast with U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. During the meeting, they talked about ag-related infrastructure issues, including making improvements to roads and bridges and the Mississippi River. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening with some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
It is one of the most important business decisions you will make, selling your commercial building. It should involve making a plan to maximize your sale price through effective and responsive marketing. Your plan should also include a clear understanding of tax consequences. You need the professionals at Altus Commercial Real Estate to guide your success. Experience and responsive professionals make all the difference. Make your plan to sell. Call Altus Commercial Real Estate today at 608-338-1101. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more information about the best Supreme Court justice money can buy and an unbearable update about Robert Kennedy Jr. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, well, looks good on you, though.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The Bears do suck, Dom, and we will talk about Robert F. Kennedy's weird, weird confessional about what he did with the Bear Cub. But I've got to mention the wanker this weekend out there hosting an event for Donald Trump. And he went to Weiss Gerber's Golden Mastin. That's the name of the restaurant. Apparently it's on Lake Okeechobee Lake. So he's at a Trump event, but he didn't tag them properly. You know, like, it's almost like he didn't want them to get the notoriety of hosting the Trump event. So I didn't really sort of identify the place, but I did some looking. I Googled it, Dom. You know, that is a monopoly, but I utilized that monopoly to...
I was going to bing it, but I guess we'll Google it instead.
Here is what the wanker put up on his social media, and I would point out, who dresses this man?
Oh, it's just the worst.
I mean, he is wearing terrible. A bright blue shirt with white stars, you know, like he's the portion of the American flag. And unlike the last American flag he wore, this one, you know, de-emphasizes the red and the white, but it's on there. He's still wearing an American flag shirt, and it's a different American flag shirt than the last one he went and wore when he was hanging out with Donald Trump. And then the hat, he's got a blue hat on, think like trucker hat, with an American flag sewn on it.
That's a lot of American flag going on here. I mean, the more flags you wear, apparently, the more of a patriot you are. So not only this blue shirt with white stars all over it, but the flag portion of it, the red and white bars, that's like the pocket.
Subtle. It's subtle.
it's not fitting. It's not a good look, man. I gotta be honest. This is it's pretty terrible. It's pretty terrible.
You know, my wife and I did wear matching Kamala Harris shirts to the Capitol Brewery on Friday night. Hard for me to talk trash. And she did buy me like the triple X ginormous. Yeah. I was wearing like a Captain Lou Albano moo on Friday night, but we matched and she took photos. And she put up pictures, and I love her, so I let her. But what's Scott Walker's excuse? No toe nut. No one forcing him to wear this American flag. No,
he did this on his own.
Flag hat and
he's
stand
proud, man.
And he's standing
there. It's an untucked, right? It's a button up, right? Untucked, short sleeve, button up. And I don't know, man. It looks like he got that dad bod going on. Like a little belly thing hanging over there. Hey, it's just not a great look.
Let's lay off dad bods.
Well, I mean.
But here's what he said. And I would also point out, he's standing in front of a metal gate. And this is a lakefront place. And the Trump sign is hanging on the gate. I think that's why they positioned the speaker. And he's clutching a microphone two-handed. And it seems just a little too much. Like, you know, you don't need two hands, Scott. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe he's getting ready to go into a funky-ass bass line. You know, who knows what he's doing?
Well, here's what he wrote. Great crowd of people and boats at the Golden Mast on Sunday afternoon in support of President Donald Trump. Now we need to take that energy to the doors and remind our neighbors that the failed policies of Biden and Harris got us high prices, a border invasion, and violent crime.
Violent crime is down under this administration significantly.
Dom, message, even as a photo caption, it lacks all charisma and spirit. No one's ever accused this man of having riz.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Like, if there was an opposite of riz, if there was a black hole of riz, It's the bald spot on Scott Walker's head.
Actually, I was wondering, though, after he was hanging out in the flag shirt with Trump, and you know how Trump likes to hump on those American flags. I was wondering if that was some Riz on his flag shirt. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Thank you for that, Michael. Appreciate
yes.
you, man.
Yes. let's get back to Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, I mean, let's keep it normal and sane around here. Talk about Riz.
Kennedy apparently went out podcasting, and I'm not sure what the venue was. You know, you can see the video, but he was hanging out with Roseanne Barr. And I would point out, Roseanne Barr is something of a Trumpster. But if I had to go tell a story on myself, and apparently Vanity Fair might run a story on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about him faking a bear murder in Central Park, and apparently he doesn't think it's going to paint him in the most positive of light as a presidential candidate. So he's getting out in front of the Vanity Fair by podcasting, apparently, with Roseanne Barr just telling this story. And you know what's bad? When at the end, Roseanne's laughing at you. Let's play it. We've got a couple cuts here. Indulge us, if you would.
Oh, my God.
Play for the people. RFK Jr. hanging out with his gal, Roseanne Barr.
I was taking a group of people falconing up in Goshen, New York, up in the Hudson Valley. And I was supposed to meet them there at like maybe 8 or 9. I was driving up maybe, you know, really early, like 7. And that woman in a van in front of me hit a bear and killed it. A young bear. So I pulled over and I picked up the bear and put him in the back of my van because I was going to skin the bear.
And yes, one does.
Condition, and I was going to and put the meat in my refrigerator. And you can do that in New York City. You can get a bear tag for a roadkill bear. And so then we went hawking and I had the bear in my car. And then we had a really good day, and we went late. We were catching a lot of game, and the people really loved it, so we stayed late. And instead of going back to my home in Westchester, I had to go right to the city because there was a dinner at Peter Luger's Steakhouse. And at the end of the dinner, it went late, and I realized I couldn't go home. I had to go to the airport. And the bear was in my car, and I didn't want to leave the bear in the car because that would have been bad.
The rotting corpse of a bear in your car? Yeah, but I'm sorry. I have some questions. So you went hunting or hawking. 7 a.m. saw the bear get hit. So you knew what kind of damage perhaps it did. You took the bear, young bear. So apparently not a cub because Mama Bear would have, you know, ate your ass if she was around. So you take this young bear, stick it in your car. All day long, and then you went late, and then you had to go to the steakhouse for dinner, and then you're gonna skin it, and then what? And put the meat in the fridge. Well, and then you had to go to the airport later. Like how long does it take to dress a bear? You know what I'm saying?
After a day of hawking, don't forget they went hawking down.
And then dinner, Like I was just gonna swing home. It's gonna take me like I got like 15 minutes. I gotta go. I mean, what? I'm so confused. I'm sure he'll explain it all. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, in the state of New York, where there's a law for everything, there's nothing that says whether or not you can legally take and eat roadkill. A tag or permit is required, though. Big games such as bear and deer may be taken with a tag written up by a law enforcement officer. So you can legally tag up and take home some roadkill and cook it up, yeah. Or you can leave it in your car all freaking day as you go hawking. You go to a nice steakhouse. Wait. So
I gotta go to the airport.
So now he's got to revise his plan. So rather than finding a dumpster or a respectful way of getting rid of the body, not our guy RFK Jr. Play it for the people, Rich. He's got a different plan.
I thought, you know, at that time, this was the little bit of the redneck in me. There'd been a series of bicycle accidents in New York. They had just put in the bike lanes and saw a couple of people that got killed, and it was every day, and people had gotten badly injured. Every day it was in the press. Yeah. And so I thought, I wasn't drinking, of course, but people were drinking with me who thought this was a good idea. And I said, well, I had an old bike in my car that somebody asked me to get rid of it. I said, let's go put the bear in Central Park and we'll make it look like he got hit by a bike. It'll be fun and funny for people. So everybody thought, that's a great idea. So we went and did that, and we thought it would be amusing for whoever found it or something.
He's got a bike and a bear. He's driving around
in the car and the bear. He's got a bear and a bike in the car with a bunch of people that he's hawking with and going to dinner with. And then, wow.
That reminds me of the 40-year-old virgin. I'm going to put my bike in your trunk.
Of course, he wasn't drinking.
No, but everyone with him was. And they thought it was a hell of a good idea.
Great idea. Let's put the bear in Central Park. Because there were bicycle accidents?
And that's what sober guys do, Dom. Play one more. He's telling this story. This is Robert Kenny Jr. telling this story, the self-confessional to Roseanne Barr, as one does. Play it for the people, Rich.
The next day, it was like, it was on every television station. It was the front page of every paper. And I turned on the TV, and there was like a mile of yellow tape, and there were 20 cop cars.
Thought he had to get an airplane.
Flying over it. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do? There were some people on TV in Tyvek suits with gloves on lifting up the bike, and they're saying they're going to take this up to Albany to get a finger printed.
Uh-oh.
And I was worried because my prints were all over that bike. luckily, the story died down after a while, and it stayed dead for a decade. And the New Yorker somehow found out about it, and they're going to do a big article on me, and that's one of the articles. So they asked me, the fact checker said, you know, it's going to be a bad story.
The fact checkers at the New Yorker. By just pure happenstance and serendipity, Dom, have been recently interviewed by the New Yorker. Emily Witt was the fine journalist. But as I pointed out to you, only time I've ever had a secondary fact checker call me and verify every aspect of the story. Only the difference being I didn't have to tell the story on myself about hanging out with a dead bear all day long, just happening to have a spare bike in my car after I've been hawking, been to a steakhouse, all my buddies are hammer drunk and think this is a great idea.
And I got to go to the airport because I can't skin it or dress it.
But he's there to see the police tape the next morning. So it must have been just like, what, a short flight and then a hop back? Almost feel like he could have left the bear in his car and been all day already.
It seems illogical. And what's up with his voice, man? Doesn't he sound like he's like really struggling?
He does have a voice characteristic. I forget what it's called, but spasmodic something. He effectively always sounds like that. This is
like he's laboring.
Well, he is laboring. He basically has spasms in his neck.
No, I mean, when he was calling that bear around and, you know, with the bike and everything, it takes a lot of effort and labor to get that done. What a weirdo. Really? This is what we do? This is what rich guys do for fun?
Some do. Hopefully it wasn't Yogi. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates.
Haven't seen him since, man.
Dom, did we mention there is a U.S. Senate candidate in the great state of Wisconsin running for the Republican nomination? Well, he's something of an outdoorsman himself. Apparently a little association with the militia members that reportedly wanted to kidnap
Gretchen Whitmer. Yeah. Good crowd, man. Good crowd. Fun friends.
Said they never talked about it, but they did have this plan to take a bear down to Central Park one time. But someone beat him to the punch. More Devil's Advocates.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Looking for a roundup of today's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Back to the Devils. Have a good radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've been monitoring the text lines. We've got some votes for the VP choice. Reportedly, Kamala Harris has made her choice. The choice knows and has accepted the job. They're already making campaign videos. And the texter coming in on the 608 number says, Minnesota governor for me, that's Tim Walz. Ryan for Madison, maybe it's Ryan also saying, drive Trump crazy trying to figure out how to mispronounce Tim Walz. He'd figure it out. As to JD fans following Kamala Harris around the nation, wherever she's rallying, he's coming to town to counter-program, I guess. A texter at WMDX said, it's not weird, it's pathetic. Lynn for Madison says, according to a very recent political rally news, there's some new meeting for the Charlie Daniels Band song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Trump did go down and campaign in Georgia this weekend, insulted the very popular Republican governor down there. Yeah, seems like a poor choice. Rhino.
Yeah, well, him and his wife, you know, Trump has something against women, apparently.
Trash text and lawyer friend Jeff from Shorewood says, Crudy, lots of Packer fans in Brazil. Stadium will be packed. 65 to 70% Packer fans. And then someone standing up for the Lions. What did they say? Crudy, the Lions have owned the Packers for 4 seasons now. And as far as the Super Bowl, it's been 14 years, bro. 14 years? You're working on 100. Are you kidding me? Come on, bro. Super Bowls. Go Lions, go Blue. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Tracy says, the Golden Mast is a very nice restaurant. My ex-husband's Christmas party, the company told not to come back for flying paper airplanes off the balcony. Laugh out loud memories. And a question here, and I think it's a serious one. Would you say Walker's shirt was weird? I would say the Republicans have a plethora of weird going on, El Guapo. They got a plethora. Crudy's wanker impression is amazing. Yeah, I've been told that. And here's one last one I'll include in this segment. You can call us. You can always join us. 844-967-2789. Chuckster says, I betcha The wanker bounces his wardrobe choices off two Wisconsin lawmakers he's long admired for their sense of conservative style, fashion, and patriotism, Van Wongard and Tyler August. I don't think you could find a hat that would fit on Tyler August's head.
that's quite a melon, man.
You know why I asked Rich to play the In Heaven There Is No Beer? Because then all you little Hulkamaniacs got to drink it here. To hear the RNC speaker extraordinaire, Hulk Hogan, coming to the Milwaukee area.
But just not Milwaukee.
To hawk some of his favored
beer?
Great American beer. Yeah, boy.
He's not rolling out a tequila? I mean, come on, man.
Hogan launched his lager brand, Real American Beer, in June. At the time, it was only available in Florida, Missouri, Minnesota, and Colorado, but company representatives said it would also become available in 13 mystery states. Go figure, Wisconsin, one of the Hulk Hogan Real American Beer mystery states. Probably because, you know, we have like 42 of the 50 drunkest counties in America. Now, Hulk Hogan, will be visiting the Milwaukee suburbs Tuesday and urges locals to come party with us. According to the Real American Beer Facebook post, he'll be at the Waukesha Woodman's. That will be from 11 to noon.
All right.
The Milwaukee Quick Trip.
Party on, Wayne.
Come on, man. Hulk Hogan going to the Milwaukee Quick Trip. I've stopped there once
or
twice.
See you next time.
1:30 to 2:30. And he's going to be in Hubertus at Builda Fry's Lake Pub. Go see Hulk Hogan. Buy some of his Real American Beer.
Yeah, nah.
I'm so excited about the activities in the state this week, Dom.
Yeah?
Football and beer and J.D. Vance stalking the vice president, and she's going to come and bring her vice presidential choice, which will...
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, state fair or something.
Oh, state fair's going on? I heard that. Oh. Cream puff day all across the great state of Wisconsin. Did you eat a cream puff, Dom?
I haven't made it to the fairgrounds yet.
So you're just bringing up random events that you haven't
You're so excited about all the events going on in Wisconsin, man. I thought I'd throw out one of the biggest ones, man.
Will Hulk Hogan be there?
No.
Then I don't care.
Will be there on Saturday.
Who else? Foreigner?
And you know every Foreigner song, even if you don't know, you know every Foreigner song.
It feels like the first time, Dom. I've only been to State Fair a couple times. I've been to the State Fair grounds many times, but to the actual State Fair, not really into cream puffs.
Let's get Dick in before we run out of time. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, you know what? You would think that Kennedy would learn that if you're going to have a wild game feed with roadkill, you'd bring something bigger than boo-boo to the thing. But I think really what was happening, boo-boo. It wasn't Joby, it was boo-boo. But I can explain all these things from this weekend. First of all, I think Roseanne Barr was there because she's auditioning to do the national anthem at his next rally. And then did Walker have any of his patented jelly beans, Ronald Reagan jelly beans, in a bag?
We don't know what was getting warm in his pockets. I can't say for sure, Dick.
Some tots?
Yeah, and what was covering the cabinet wound on his head. But to J.D. Vance, this is just a throwback to Trump stalking Hillary Clinton during their debate in 2016.
Mm-hmm. This is just some very similar, right?
Stuff. Yeah, but he didn't have to get on an airplane and go state to state to do it, Dick.
No, that's true.
That's a little more weird.
But who thought
that's
that
a little
this
more
whole
commitment,
year would be
Dick.
So fun?
What's that?
Who thought this whole year was going to be so much fun until 2 weeks ago?
It has turned quite a bit funner. I mean, who knew? That Hulk Hogan would bring Real American Beer to Milwaukee.
Take your mic drop.
A happy hour is next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the hilarious and deadpan comedy stylings of Tom Ryan. And Green Bay band Ask Your Mothers, Eric and Adam, will join me to perform in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.